everybody. Welcome to our Soup and Science event. My name is Martin Grant. I'm the Dean of Science. Although I'm the Dean of the Faculty of Science, science is done in practically all the faculties of the university. And our event today has people from science as well as from medicine. Other days we have people from Ag campus, and in the past we've had people from humanities faculties as well. The purpose here was sort of, the idea was stolen from an idea that was practiced in several departments. In the early 2000s, from about, 2001 until 2008 or something like that, McGill hired 100 professors a year. Bam, 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 bam. And there's only like 1,500 ballpark professors in the whole university. So what happened very quickly is that we rebooted the university with a lot of new hires, and people started to lose track of who everybody was. And so there'd be mixers in departments where, they'd, as departments tend to do, you'd have wine and cheese or coffee and cookies or something, and people would get together and chat. And more often than not, what we'd all have in common was our field of science. So people would give a very short presentation on their science area so then they could talk to their colleagues who might have missed their interview talk or something like that. And this is such a neat idea, we decided to steal it and use it at the faculty level and provide a bit of an introduction to the students of what the professors do at McGill and what science is being done. And you can be sure of the top areas of science in the world, it's being done right here. Okay? We have the best people in the world right at McGill University. And once you get a look at them, when I was an undergraduate, I didn't even realize the profs did research. Well, all the profs at McGill, especially the new ones we hired, all do research and all the cutting edge and all the most interesting thing you could imagine. And you have the opportunity, if you're motivated, to get involved with that research. So we have an undergraduate research office and the faculty of science and so forth and so on. Anyway, the drill for today is we have these four professors are going to, Chris Benoit, Jorg, and Tony are going to present what they do in no more than exactly 3 minutes without questions. And that's just enough time to tell you why it's interesting what they work on, but not too much detail of what they're actually doing. And after we're all done and we have a pathetic display of athletic prowess, the profs will jump the line for lunch and go stand by the or sit by the staircase. And I encourage you, in the strongest terms, just go up and talk to them. They love talking about nothing so much as talking about the research, okay? Just go up and talk to them. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. Whatever you plan to do later in life, whether you plan to become, a scientist, a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant. I meet all these people now because I ask them for support for the faculty to do what we want to do. Whatever you end up doing, if you get involved with somebody's research program, even through the short exigency of a 396 course or summer research or just hanging on their lab, you'll never regret it, whatever you end up doing in life. So I recommend it to you most strongly. I should mention that originally Rustam Choksi from Math and Stats was supposed to be here, but he's not feeling well, so I don't know what he's got, but he must be feeling really bad if he stayed at home. But he's not going to be here today, and we're going to line him up for our next section of Soup and Science, which will be, I guess, in January. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I did all that. Okay, and that's it for me. I'll be back later to ask skill testing questions. Because this being a faculty science event, there should be some competitive aspects to it as we decide who knows better on different things. And we'll start with Chris Barrett from chemistry. Chris.
Great.